day, there lived a boy and his mother. They were so poor that they only had 5 loaves of bread and 3 slices of cheese in their whole entire house. And I just said house, and you might think it's a pretty big house, but actually, it was about the size of your room. It had one small stove. They didn't use it because they had nothing to cook on it. 2 beds. And a cow. One day, the boy set off to find some food. He brought 2 slices of cheese and 3 loaves of bread. And he set off with the cow. One day he came to a town. And there were lots of people in the town. But they had locked the doors to their houses so no one could get in. I wonder why they have all those locks, said the boy. He went to the first person's house to knock on the door for food. He knocked on the door. Then you hear a click, and a woman came out.
Why are you here, small boy?
Said the woman. Because I'm looking for food. Our family is very poor, and we only have 5 loaves of bread and 3 slices of cheese. And I'm asking for food. And can I please have food?
No, said the woman. I don't even share with my neighbors. And she slammed the door in the boy's face.
He went to the next house and the next and the next, but every house had the same answer. No. Then he remembered he had also brought a big pot. So he went around gathering sticks, and then he made the sticks into a fire. Then he filled the pot with clean, fresh water. And then he put it over the fire. Then one of the men that he had encountered, who had slammed the door in his face, said, "What are you doing with that pot of water?"
"In the street?"
"I'm making soup," said the boy. And another villager said,
"Why are you making soup in the street?"
He said, "And what kind of soup is it?" "It's called book soup."
"What? Book soup? Are you going to put books in it?"
"Well, I will dip the books in and then they will be magic. And I will have a magic soup." Then they came away from their windows and went down to the door. Then he heard lock clicks and clacks of locks opening, and they came out. He said, with some books.
"Okay, ready? Dip them in,"
said the woman he had encountered, who had slammed the door in his face the first time. So he dipped the books in, and he tasted. "Well, this tasted a little bit good," he said, "but I think we should get some salt." And then a woman popped out of her window and said, "I have tons of salt." And then she came out of her house with a shaker of salt. Then the boy said, "And I also need a bit of pepper." And a man popped out of his window and said, "I have gallons of pepper." And he brought out a shaker of pepper. The boy shook in the pepper and the salt.
Then he said, I add way more ingredients with this. Anyone have any carrots, potatoes, meat, sweet potatoes, garlic, tomatoes? Then everyone burst out of their houses carrying loadfuls of vegetables and fruits and meats and breads. One of them brought out bowls and spoons, and one of them brought out tables, and another brought out tablecloths, and another brought out chairs, and they all sat down to eat. And they did eat. And after that, none of them were ever greedy anymore, because they had learned to share. And from then on, they've been making book soup a lot.